Unwanted is presented by Heineken 00. Enjoy the balanced taste of a Heineken whenever, wherever.
Please be advised. This show contains strong language. It is suggested for mature listeners.
Q Code presents a new audio action comedy, Unwanted.
Officers, this is Warden Hansley. Don't make me remind you that it's your job's on the line if the prisoner escapes. I want her caught by any means necessary. When I say that, I don't mean tomorrow, now!
Warden, I have an inmate in sight.
Take the shot. Is the inmate down?
Negative, sir.
I want her stopped before she reaches the river. Talk to me.
Warden, she jumped.
Well, is there any trace of her?
No, sir, that's negative.
Tell me she's dead.
She's gotta be. River alone is freezing. Guess someone didn't want to die in prison. Jumping off the fucking cliff? I'd say so.
God damn it!
Mr. Goldfarb, you've exhausted all your extension periods.
You guys told me if I scored a job by this phone call, my payment plan, which I am grandfathered into, would remain intact.
Yes, we did, but have you secured employment?
Yes, I have secured employment, yeah.
Odd, because I'm looking at your account now, and I don't see any update under employment.
You're looking at that right now. Yes, that is true, because, Well, I'm currently at my grandmother's, and, it's unfortunate, but, she's dying. She's dying real bad. And, it's very sad. Stage 4, which is terminal. You know, I'm not sure if you're familiar with stages, but, it's infiltrated her entire body. And it's, that damn paragonimus is so gross, so much skin.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Thanks. Anyways, I tell you all this because I have no access to Wi-Fi at her home. I'm actually calling you on a landline, believe it or not. Remember landlines?
Help me, I'm all tangled up again in this cord. I'll be right there, Grandma.
Mr. Goldfarb.
When I get back to civilization, I promise you, I will update my profile immediately.
Okay, but you're going to need to provide a copy of your most recent pay stub.
Oh, absolutely, ma'am. Yeah.
All right, then. Well, you enjoy the rest of your day, Mr. Goldfarb.
This is going to be a rough one. But I just got to be strong. I said I got to be strong for my grandma.
Of course. We'll be in touch.
I wish we weren't. Have a great day. Bye now.
We're good.
Ladies and gentlemen, a round of applause for our boy Ben, who brought himself another week of financial freedom. And now, making her triumphant return to our center stage, my favorite and yours, put your hands together for the beautiful Destiny.
Did you tell Adriana that I got a DUI? But she cut me off.
Shocker. Here's your phone back.
It worked?
Yeah, when does it not work? Like a charm. Good old grandma got paragonimus story. Never fails.
No, I meant the phone.
Yeah, why wouldn't it?
Because I dropped it in the urinal when I first got here, and honestly, for a solid second, I thought about leaving it in there. You know, strip club urinal? Way worse than a regular urinal, but then I realized that insurance probably wasn't going to cover it, so I just rolled up my sleeves and dove right in. But hey, it's my pee, right? Dude, you want some of this mac and cheese?
No, I've made my feelings on strip club buffets abundantly clear.
Are you sure? It's really good. 3-cheese blend. It's Mercedes' recipe. Her secret ingredient is paprika. You sure you don't want some?
No, I'm good. Speaking of going vegan, or maybe never eating again, ever.
Whoa, dude. Are you feeling all right?
Yeah, man. I guess it's just this stupid student loan nonsense.
See, that's why I didn't go to college. I don't owe the man anything! Except $10,000 for the DUI and 20 hours of community service. But after that, nothing!
I mean, I did get an extension. They gave me another week.
Boom! Great news. Hell yeah. Buy me a drink.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Destiny. She's ready, willing, and oh so available for private dances in our VIP lounge.
Ooh. Hey, guys.
Hey, Destiny. You see Tesla stocks today?
That shit's a bubble. I'm all crypto now. Bitcoin will be at 50K by the end of the year. Mark my words. What's your portfolio looking like, Grant?
Well, I have all my money tied up in Charles Barkley rookie cards. Oh, hey, can you ask Adriana about uncutting me off? Or cutting me on? Either way, I need your help.
Grant, I'm not doing your dirty work.
Fine. I'll be right back.
Hey, baby, Adriana. Sweetie, kisses. I need two whiskeys that are definitely not for me.
And you're definitely not getting it because you're cut off.
Come on. How many times do I come here?
Too much. Should I bring up your tab?
No, you don't. You're not. No.
Here. Water on the rocks for old time's sake.
Water? Jesus Christ. You're really going to make me go to my car and get my flask?
No, because you don't have a car. You got DUIs.
Yeah, well played. Okay, technically you're right. Let's try this again. You're going to make me go to Ben's car to get my flask?
Listen, as the owner and proprietor of this establishment, I cannot legally allow you to bring outside alcohol into the building. So in other words, drink whatever hot moose piss that you got stashed out in Ben's glove box off my property. Thanks.
And goddammit, I will.
I'm not tipping.
Hello?
Grab your gun, and it'll be the last thing you do, Darko. Hands on the table.
Cannot be. Jesus Christ. Shelly, your keys. You were supposed to be...
In jail?
Yes, in jail. No, I mean how you are.
Save the chit-chat for later. May I?
Of course, yes. Can I get you anything? Water, coffee, vodka. I have expensive Russian vodka made with my bare hands. But don't call Peter. No bears were harmed.
Your jokes are just as bad as I remember them. To old friends.
Budem zdorovye. So, how long you in town for?
A couple of days. Which is why I needed to see my favorite Russian.
Shall we... Things have changed. Look around. I am 100% legit now. Like Putin.
Things have changed. Which is why I'm going to need...
I am out of business. I mean, out of the business. Clean. Look, I'm like normal everyday American Joe. Very boring. Okay, first year little cheat on taxes, but now clean as whistle.
Don't think I haven't forgotten about your little stunt in Red Bank. You owe me. I need a clean passport, social security, license, the works.
Shelly, what happened to you?
I spent 6 years in a maximum security prison, and you helped put me there? You owe me, Darko, and I'm collecting on that debt.
Shelly, I am retired. For reals. You're not going to get me to do one last job in the quotes.
I heard Bennett and Sasha crossed you. Took off with both our cuts.
And I heard Sasha recently showed up in the Passaic River.
Where's Bennett?
This I do not know.
Why cover for him? He screwed you big time.
I do not know what you are talking about. But I want you out.
Wow, that was a neat trick.
Out.
Don't make this hard on yourself.
Shell. Oh, God! You Irish bitch! With my hand! Jesus!
That's right. I am a bitch. A very, very observant bitch. Who will shove a knife through your hand if you do something stupid like pull a gun on me.
What are you doing?
Wouldn't want that to get infected.
Oh, that looks very expensive bottle.
Think of it as a down payment on the rest you owe me. passport, clean social security number, driver's license.
The best I can do is 2 weeks.
You have one.
1 week? This is number one bullshit. I need 2 weeks. Okay, stop. 1 week.
And Bennett?
Oh, son of mother bitch! He is in Livingston, okay? The corner of Queens are in his side. The greenhouse.
See how easy that was? Spasibo.
Yes, spasibo. Now, can you hand me Band-Aid and antibacterial cream, please? It is in cute little basket in bathroom. I get at farmer's market. Ugh.
Want more of your favorite actors? Make sure to follow us on TikTok, Instagram, and Twitter at QCode Media for exclusive behind-the-scenes, casting updates, and show giveaways.
Can I tell you a secret?
I would prefer you didn't.
Earlier, when I told you I dropped my phone in the toilet, that wasn't the whole story.
Oh, God, please don't tell me the whole story.
The whole story is it wasn't a urinal. Heck, it wasn't even number one. I went full bowl, number two. Old Uncle Charlie.
Wow.
That's not even the whole story.
Oh, God, please stop.
Bro, the seat was lower than I expected, and I sat on my balls. The shockwave sent through my body caused my motor functions to cease, and I watched in horror as my iPhone SE slipped through my clutches and disappeared into oblivion. And I'm still hurting. Oh, God. Wait, can you get testicular testicle cancer by sitting on your balls? Is that possible?
Yeah, I think you can just say testicular cancer, not testicular testicle cancer, and the answer is no, you cannot.
I'm seriously playing injured right now, and oh my God, can you feel it? Just look at it. Can you? It's swollen.
No,
oh my
I'm
God.
Not gonna feel it. I'm not our old high school guidance counselor, okay? You want me to take you to urgent care or something?
No, I only go to real doctors like chiropractors and my shaman. By the way, my Groupon for ayahuasca expires next month. You know what? I'm gonna Google my symptoms.
Yeah, definitely don't do that.
My ball hurts. I swear, ever since I turned 30, my body feels like it is falling apart.
Who the fuck are you telling? The other day I hurt my neck brushing my teeth.
Right?
Yeah. Hey, can I ask you a serious question?
More serious than testicular cancer?
You don't have testicular cancer.
Okay.
And just hear me out. We're 30 now.
I just said that.
Wow. The point I'm trying to make is we're 30 and what have we done? We've both been in Livingston our entire lives.
Yeah.
Have you ever even thought about leaving?
Of course. You know, once my mom dies.
Don't say that. I love your mom. I hope she lives forever, like Dracula.
Honestly, she might. We have amazing genes in my family. My great-grandma lived to 103 in Cuba, which is like 130 in American years. And, well, all I'm saying is when or if.
Yeah, if is better.
If she dies, which I hope isn't for a long time, knock on wood, but when she does, I'm taking that inheritance and move my ass to Bora Bora.
Why Bora Bora?
My Instagram crush lives there.
Oh, man, that's a very solid reason, man. Good job.
You?
I don't know. If I can make my student loans disappear, then I'll go somewhere.
Where would you go?
Anywhere. Everywhere. Norway, go orca whale watching, Spain, run with the bulls, cave diving in South Africa. Anywhere but here, man. There's got to be more out there than Livingston, New Jersey.
I mean, you could always come to Bora Bora and visit me and at I Am Juliana Davis.
Tempting, but that's not the life-changing adventure I was looking for.
What was that?
Oh, God. Did you not just see that full grown-ass woman rolling across the hood?
I don't know if it was a woman. Okay, it might have been a deer. Maybe it was a deer. It's probably a deer. Go check.
What? I'm not getting out of this car, man. This is a bad neighborhood. And I look like a suspect. For all I know, she could be a murderer.
For all we know, you could now be a murderer.
Are you freaking kidding me? I have the crosswalk, you little shit.
Oh, thank God. Thank God she's alive. She's alive. I'm not a murderer. I don't gotta go visit my daddy. In jail. Oh. Are you okay, ma'am?
Well, let's not assume her gender, dude.
Sorry, right. Are you all right, sir and or ma'am they?
No, I'm not all right. You just hit me with your fucking... whatever this piece of shit is.
Hey, we don't need to judge the car. Honestly, Ma'am, I've seen this before. You may be experiencing concussion-like symptoms. I'm gonna need you to stop, drop, and roll.
I'm not on fire, you thick.
Okay, I'm gonna call 911. 911. We'll get you an ambulance.
Look, don't worry about it. I'm fine.
Well, maybe we should at least exchange info?
No, that's not necessary, so...
CT, Ben, ask if she has CT.
Yeah, we're gonna call you an Uber.
A what?
An Uber, ma'am. It's a car service that will take you home to your casa.
Yep, that'll work. How long?
Probably five. She's Spanish. Cinco minutes. What's your address?
Adresia.
It's... Shit.
Ma'am? Adreso?
Adresas.
You know what? I'll just take a ride.
Guess we're the Uber drivers now?
Of course, yes. Sure, we could give you a ride. No problem. So, where should we drop you off?
At corner of Windsor and Hillside Greenhouse.
Windsor and Hillside, you got it. You know, when I first moved here, my parents rented a house on Windsor.
Do you mind going? I'm in a bit of a rush.
Okay, yeah, sorry. Love that accent. You been in the States long?
35 years. August 22nd, 1985.
And you don't know what Uber is? Where have you been the last 10 years?
Zach Johnson and this, well, this is the psychedelic music show on Channel 54.
Well, you didn't miss much. I mean, cup of noodles are still delicious. We're still horrible at soccer. And, oh, they made another Terminator movie. It sucked.
Yeah. What more of a recap could you ask for?
The manhunt continues for escaped murderer Shelley O'Keefe, whose whereabouts are still unknown as we enter hour 48 of the search.
You mind? I have a headache.
Yeah, sure. Sorry. Listen, I'm not a doctor or anything, but I have watched a lot of YouTube videos. You'll probably want to ice that for the next 24 to 48 hours.
Yeah, I concur.
Yeah, thanks for the advice.
A headache, that's it? You're not experiencing ringing in the ears, nausea, fatigue, or drowsiness, blurred vision, vomiting?
I don't have a concussion.
Great, no concussion. You see, Grant, she's fine.
Okay, agree to disagree, but yeah.
Well, here we are, Windsor and Hillside Greenhouse. Sorry again for the whole hitting you with the car thing.
Yeah, he hit you, just remember.
Yeah, we, it's a team effort.
No, he hit you.
Yeah, there's no I in hit. Yes, it is.
There is. Okay.
Hey, we never did catch your name.
Great.
Jesus, did we dodge a bullet or what?
Yo, what an absolute unit. She took that hit like a champ.
I know.
And popped right back up like the fucking Undertaker.
I know.
And her accent.
I know.
Fucking Australians.
Oh, gotta go. Where's my passport? Hurry up, you gotta move faster.
Bennett. Going somewhere? Put these on.
Handcuffs? Really? I thought we were friends.
Behind the chair.
I'm not sure what you've been told.
Shut it.
How was prison?
Dandy.
It wasn't my fault.
Look, where's my cut?
Straight to the point. That's why I like you. That's why I recruited you to the team. Remember, it was me who got you into the game.
Save the speech, all right? Let's not do this.
Fine. Sasha has it.
We both know that's not true.
We do.
Yeah, because she told me. Right before I killed her.
Shelley, listen, I don't know what she said, but I'm telling you the truth. She crossed all of us. If I had any idea where... Knife to the thigh. Effective. Direct.
How's it feel to be on the receiving side?
Dandy.
My cot, Bennett.
The town museum.
Where?
I don't know exactly. The place was under construction when I stashed it.
If you're lying, I swear...
It's no good to me dead. That's the truth.
I hit the femoral artery.
Just like I taught you.
You'll be dead in 2 minutes.
I know.
What's so funny?
I didn't think this day would come so soon.
Goodbye, my friend.
Au revoir.
Here's the question. If you were gay, who is more your type, Tom Brady or Idris Elba?
Neither. None of them are Jewish.
Okay, pretend religion wasn't a thing.
I don't know. I mean, they're in the same tier of hotness, so it's kind of hard. Plus, they're both otters.
What? They're not otters.
They're both classic American otters, pure Americana.
Elba's from the UK.
I know. That's why I'm picking him. I like the accent.
Wow. Over TB12? Okay, so you're ditching the prom king for a little sissy accent?
Okay, first of all, that voice is deeper than Batman. And I don't know if you saw Hobbs and Shaw, but he fought Statham and The Rock by himself. Handicap match. Plus, that accent would get us a ton of free drinks at the bar.
Yeah, fair point.
What about you?
Oh, I'm actually more of a Jason Momoa type of guy.
What? You didn't say I could pick him.
Because he's all mine, baby.
That's weird, man.
I really get the feeling that he could protect me, but also big spoon me.
Well, obviously. He'll be a very dominant big spoon. Dude was on Baywatch back in the day.
What? He was on Baywatch? Which season?
11.
Oh, I stopped at 8. Well, my mom made me stop at 8 because I always, like, came to the dinner table with a boner. Oh, 1998. Oh, come on. They're going to interrupt Jean-Claude Van Damme's classic Time Cop? I swear to God, man. If they try to remake that movie...
Wait. Turn that up.
The fake news?
Just turn it up.
Confirmed at least a dozen killings dating back to 1998. O'Keefe is believed...
Oh, shit. That's the lady you ran over earlier.
The lady we ran over? Yeah, I know.
What are the odds of that?
About one in a million?
So, some lucky bastard's gonna get $1 million for catching the woman we hit with our car.
We didn't just hit her. We had her in the back seat. We gave her a ride home.
Didn't even charge her for it either.
Grant.
Yeah.
We had her.
I know. Imagine if you weren't driving like your grandma earlier and actually killed her. Probably would have given you $1 million.
Oh, don't tell me that. $1 million would easily wipe out my student loans and then some.
Yeah, it's almost like she's the answer to all your problems. Fucking Australians, man. You gonna hit this? What?
Yeah.
Keep on running through the night. There's no justice, wrong or right.
Unwanted stars Lamorne Morris and Billy Magnuson as Ben and Grant. Jamie Lee O'Donnell as Shelley O'Keefe. Ron Funches as DJ Orange Dog. Fula Borg as Darko. And King Batch as Bennett. With additional performances by Tim True as Warden, Derek Zonka and Matthew Noska as prison guards, Louise Lagana as loan officer, Remington Jones as Destiny, Alicia Renee as Adriana, and Catherine Cavari as news anchor. Created and written by Kyle Chevron and Lamorne Morris. Directed by Kyle Chevron. Executive produced by Lamorne Morris, Billy Magnuson, Kyle Chevron, Rob Herding, David Henning, and Sandra Yi Ling. Produced by Gloria Bradbury and Tess Ryan. Original music and composition by Darren Johnson. The official theme song, Unwanted, co-written and co-produced by Rick Astley and Darren Johnson. Audio engineering by Ryan Walsh and Ben Milchev. Sound design by Source Sound. Jim Schaefer, Travis Prater, Brian Jordan, Klaus Shipman, and Tim Gettimer. Mixed by Ben Milchev. Casting by Chelsea Block and Marisol Roncalli. Casting director for guest roles, Andrea Bunker. Assistant director, Kelsey Adams. Script supervisor, Emily Blake. Assistant audio engineering, Neely Oftering. Production coordinator, Jack Friedman, Brendan Weisner, and Anna Basha Yokum. Production assistant, Nathan Yan. Post coordinator, Rachel Yanover. Production legal, Christina Bulbrook and Lindsay Keel. Production accounting, Pin Chun Liu. Special thanks to Priya Santiani and John Bailey. Unwanted is a Q-Code and Le Mourner Brothers production.
Unwanted is presented by Heineken 00, an alcohol-free beer you can drink anytime, even while chasing the most dangerous woman in the world.